good. There we go. Live Imaging Tuesday.
God, when do I get to pick the music?
Never. Mason in Ireland. Mega fall season kicks off, and nothing makes it cooler than Yacht Rock. And you're here.
Who is this?
I'm going to let John
England,
guess.
Ford, no, John
no, no,
Coley?
No, this is not them. I.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
No, no, no. No. They didn't do Yacht Rock.
They would be on the bridge, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's a serious
Kenny
joke.
Loggins?
No.
Kenny has a big Yacht Rock. I don't know.
Rob Thomas.
No, Rob Thomas too young.
Oh.
Pablo Cruz.
Pablo
now,
Cruz.
I remember Cool Change from Pablo Cruz. What song is this?
Isn't this Cool Love?
Cool Love.
He changed it up a little bit.
What was it? Cool. He didn't have a lot of imagination.
No.
Cool.
Yeah,
Love.
Cool's got to be in
cool
the title.
Cool is in
apparently.
The title, yeah.
How do you not know this, John? It's off the album Reflector.
Yeah.
We went deep cuts here. We won't go deep cuts
this
next
is,
time.
Yeah, we're. This is.
We'll go
really,
top cuts next time.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Stick with the A material.
Stick with the hits.
Yeah, stick with the hits.
As we like to say.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, by the way, the three island people, the thing you did earlier.
Yeah, who are you going with, Chris?
I would go with Sedano.
Uh-huh.
Ireland.
Yeah.
And Jana Kramer.
Oh, that is.
We'd fight over Jana a lot.
Yeah, but we, Sedano, me, and Ireland, we'd have a lot of fun.
Really?
Well, there'd be a lot of golf between Morales
there
and
would
I.
Be a lot
there'd
of
be a
golf.
Lot of complaining from Sedano.
Sedano.
Yeah.
And
Shina.
Then Jana, we'd fight over.
Meanwhile, speaking of complaining, so here was the thing I teased last
Where
hour.
Where was Key in that, by the way?
Key and I are going through some...
Oh, are you going through
no.
some stuff?
We're going through, this always happens.
At least until the golf tournament.
Yeah, Friday he hits the first
shot. Oh, is
he
in town for the golf tournament?
Come on.
Oh, well, I don't...
You know him and I will be on top of that.
He's a gigantic deal. I don't know if he shows up
We'll be on top
stuff.
Of that Coors Light RV again.
Nice.
Anyway. So, I didn't wish Corporate Greg a happy birthday.
Oh.
I was
neither did I. Happy birthday. We're last Thursday,
well, you
right?
weren't here last Thursday, so that's okay.
Well, I was on vacation, too.
Yeah. I wished
but
him a
apparently,
happy birthday.
He went to our boss, the great Amanda Brown, mm-hmm. and made a point that I didn't wish him happy birthday.
Oh, really?
You know why I did? I did. I said to Amanda, I'm like, you know what's interesting? Kristen wished me happy birthday. Because you know what? If I didn't wish him happy birthday on his birthday, I would hear about it endlessly.
Well,
endlessly. He's very sensitive.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it is a good point.
But why didn't you recognize his birthday?
It was just, there was a lot going on. It was sort
of
vacation.
Did you do anything for your birthday or did you just work?
I did come and work, but no, okay. I went out to dinner that night and then I had a bunch of stuff over the
weekend.
So
I'm thinking of doing an Instagram post for him today.
Oh, that's nice.
But should I do a post or a story? Should I do like a collage of the pictures over the years? Although there's not that many.
In that case, do the story. I want to see what you come up with.
Do the story.
Do a reel. No, not a reel.
Do it live.
I'll do an Insta story.
Yeah. I don't get the reels.
Did you wish Bergman? Well, you guys were working.
Of course.
Together.
I worked.
Did you give him anything?
I did not.
A little taste, a little scratch?
Birthday facts?
I did not. No. Birthday facts? I didn't give you anything, but.
No, it was fine. I didn't need anything, but Jorge gave me a bottle of Lagavulin 8-year.
Oh,
did you drink it yet?
Huh?
Did you drink it yet?
Yeah, I had some of it over the weekend. It's delicious.
All right, well, I'm going to go decide my Instagram strategy
with
Bergman's birthday.
Go ahead.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right, and don't forget the SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic happening this Friday at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. The tournament will benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research and is sold out once again. Special thanks to Alkaline 88, Therabody, and Roger Dunn Golf Shops. Purchase your Therabody at Roger Dunn Golf Shops in Santa Ana or in West L.A. John, you're playing in the you're playing at the course on Friday.
Yeah, the plan is for Bergman and I to go out there super early and play. We
is
haven't
Bergman
just served...
good enough to play 18 holes? Is
he? Yeah.
I don't know why that's even thought of. Yeah, I'm good enough to shoot 100.
Yeah, he would beat you.
Would he beat me?
I would, yes.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I've not been.
I've played with both of you.
I've not been on the course since last year at this time.
In that case, he would beat you fairly easily.
I literally have not. Well, Chris Morales took my clubs. He confiscated
Weren't
my clubs.
Weren't they originally his clubs, though?
Well, they were Black Gold's clubs, but then they repealed them, and so then I had nothing to golf with, so I haven't golfed since. So I'm not going to be part of the
Do you
want to
get up at 6 in the morning and play with me and Bergman?
I go for the free Travis Matthew gear. Is Travis Matthew a sponsor? Forget that.
Wait a minute, they're not a sponsor
they're
in
not,
this
apparently.
Particular tournament?
Not no, this year.
Oh, those guys are awesome,
head
though.
Shaking. Yeah,
Shout
great.
Out Ryan Ellis.
They're great.
Shout out Paul Gray.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Travis Matthew, greatest.
Yep. All right, so did you see, what were we going to do here? There was a...
You teased two things, the Elam ending.
Yes.
And something else.
Yes. Okay, let's do the Elam ending. This is interesting. So in the G League this year, the NBA is going to do an experiment, and they're going to use something called the Elam system. Describe that, John.
Okay, so let's say the game ends and it's tied at 100 apiece.
Yes.
They set a number.
Okay.
Like, let's say 107.
Okay.
Whoever gets the 107 first wins. That's the Elam ending. Rather than playing, you know, forever into the night.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's first team to score 7 points wins. And then the game's over. So it basically speeds up the ending. And you,
well, that's what the NBA needs to speed up the ending of games.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the one part of the NBA game that really bothers me the most, is that you get to the final 2 minutes and it takes...
And you're right, it takes 25 minutes to play.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. By the way, at that USC game, there were some replays that I could not figure out what they were replaying. And the replays are so long. They replayed a pass interference at one point. I guess it was a tip ball. It was a good call for Lincoln Riley, but I thought... A game stopped down way too much. They've got to limit instant replay.
Agreed, which is why I think the Elam ending is interesting.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think it's good. I would vote in favor of that. First thing this morning, I don't know, Bergman, do you have an issue with Steve Sarkisian? You don't like Sark.
No, I don't like Sark. Well, I mean, when he drinks a lot.
Well, we don't know that anymore.
We don't know that anymore. Well, he did in the past. But, I mean, look, he's Steve Sarkisian.
Okay, so he plays Alabama this week. Texas plays Alabama.
Good night.
This is what Sark says. And tell me if he could say it another way. He says, it's one game, you know? It's a chance for us to do what we love to do. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking this is going to be the game that's going to define our program. It might not. I'm not that concerned about it. I'm more concerned about just the way we play the game. What do you think of Sark's take on the game Saturday against Alabama?
I think he missed an opportunity. What I would say is this is why you come to Texas, is to play in games like this. And to measure ourselves against the best team in the country. Alabama is, ask anybody, the best team in the country. And this is our opportunity not only to play them, but to play them in our building. And it is a huge measuring stick game for us. And we can't wait.
Right.
That's how I would answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Bergman, you would answer different?
No, that's exactly
a good. Yeah, you
I
should
don't
write
like
scripts for
answer.
Coaches. I mean, you know the exact thing to say.
Well, the thing that I can't believe is that Brian Kelly didn't take more crap for not going for two at the end of that LSU game.
By the way, never even occurred to me until you said it today.
Yeah, social media got on him, but I just thought...
I would have kicked the point. I would have kicked the extra point.
Yeah,
I think it was a natural thing to do. I got the better team, get to overtime, win the game.
But he had them on their heels. He just went 99 yards, including on an untimed play at the end of the game to decide it, where he had to get 2 yards, and he scored. Florida State didn't know what hit him. They were looking for the number, license plate number of the bus that just ran over.
Right.
They would have won the game, and it would have gone crazy.
Well, if they would have gotten it.
Yeah. If they don't make it, and then after the game, you ask Brian Kelly, why didn't you just kick the extra point and get the game to overtime? Because we were on a roll, and I wanted to take advantage of our momentum. And he goes, I wanted to send a message to my team that we play to win here. You know, overtime – might have gone our way, might not have gone our way, but we played a win. And we had control of the game. We had the ball on the 2-yard line. If we can't get 2 yards, we don't deserve to win the game.
Yeah, it's inherently the wrong thing because he missed the extra point.
Yeah, but I'm not... Had he made that extra point,
we may be sitting here talking about Brian Kelly's first big win at LSU.
Right, but special teams have been a problem all game.
Yeah.
He fumbled two punts.
Yes.
Yeah, it just seemed obvious. But I think Sark's going to get boat raced.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, a lot of what he's done is built for the – I mean, he's recruiting. Sark is recruiting.
You got Arch Manning coming in next
year.
Yeah,
Arch Manning's coming in. I mean, he's building a program, but you're right. Measuring stick game is probably the right way to look at that. You know who I had on the podcast today, which was actually really cool? Anthony Michael Hall from The Breakfast Club. And we were thinking about coming-of-age movies, best coming-of-age movies. And for me, Breakfast Club was definitely one of them. I'm like right in that age demo where Breakfast Club was a thing.
Highly underrated Anthony Michael Hall appearance.
Yep.
16 Candles.
16 Candles, awesome.
Yeah, he's great in that.
He plays the nerdy guy.
Yep.
Yep. And he plays the nerdy guy or the brain in Breakfast Club.
You ever see Johnny B. Good?
Yes, I
where
did.
He plays the number one high school quarterback in the country.
Yes.
And he gets recruited by all this illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Out of its time.
Yeah, no, I mean,
what's he promoting?
He's got a new movie out called The Class, which is really kind of like Breakfast Club 2022. He produced it and stars in it. So it's really good. I would say greatest coming of age movies, I would include Stand By Me, which I think is a great picture.
Rob Reiner. Yeah.
A great one. Bergman, what about you? Coming of age. Oh, well, I know your favorite movie fits into this.
It does. Days and Confused.
It does.
And it's a great movie.
Days and Confused is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time.
It is a great movie.
That's McConaughey, right?
And Zellweger.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Jason London is the main, but you don't know who Jason
London
is.
No, don't know.
Although Jason London was in one of Kevin Smith's movies and was really good in it. He was in Mallrats, I think.
Yep. He was in that. That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Days and Confused is a great movie.
Have you said that on the air before, that Days and Confused is your favorite movie?
Yep. Multiple times.
Actually, I did a quiz.
I did a quiz last week for my birthday where that was my game of games, was about me.
How did Mason do in that game?
Not very well.
See, I would do better than Mason.
You think so?
Oh, I know it. Do you still have it?
I do still have it.
All right. How many did you get right, Mace?
I mean, I was competing with other people.
Yeah,
well, I don't even know if I'd get them right now, by the way.
All right, no.
Even after hearing them, I'm not sure.
How many questions were there?
10.
I bet you I could get 7.
Okay.
7.
Let's do it. Coming up next, okay. How well does
Craig,
Ireland
do you think
know
I can get
Bergman?
7? I don't know if the questions are hard.
Right, well, 1, 2.
You know one answer.
Well, you know one now, yeah.
You know one.
All right, well, we'll throw that one out. So okay. 9 questions, I'll get 6.
Okay. There you have it. We'll do it coming up next for you. Plus, that's what it was, Craig Kimbrell, a whole new season for Craig Kimbrell to a beloved piece of music.
Right, and it may drive Amanda Brown to
drink.
Yes,
we will do that coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland. Yacht Rock continues for Johnny I. He wanted England Dan John Ford Coley. Or you wanted him.
England Dan John Ford Coley.
No.
Highly underrated England Dan and John Ford Coley.
See, I know his sweet spot.
Did they do like the Edmund Fitzgerald, the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No, that's Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. Wait, was that not Yacht Rock? No.
Do you know we have a new show on ESPN LA?
That's what I hear.
ESPN starting 1 p.m. tomorrow. Starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Vet LA with Anita Marks. Got all your fantasy football.
She's coming on this week.
Yeah.
With us.
But I'm teasing her show.
She's doing a brand new show, a three-hour show on the station.
And it'll be Thursdays usually, but because of Rams, we're going to start it tomorrow night, 7 p.m. after Shidano and Cappy. So you can join Anita Marks each week for all your fantasy football talk. I mean, the show's called Bet LA.
Gambling. Starting. A little gambling.
Gaming.
Gaming. We're getting close on being able to do it here
in
LA.
Close.
Yeah.
So be sure to check that out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Right now, check out Mason and Ireland. Your Tuesday continues.
All right. And a reminder, the SoCal ESPN LA Golf Classic is happening Friday at the Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. The tournament will benefit the V Foundation for Cancer Research. It's sold out again. Special thank you to Mod Pizza, the hot new fast casual restaurant where you and your friends can enjoy your own artisan-style pizza made on demand.
What time are you going to get there on Friday?
Since I've got the game the night before, I am going to get there at
6 a.m. Meet Bergman and I on the first tee.
12:55.
No.
I'm shooting for 12:55.
No, I want you to hit a few golf balls before. We'll do it on social.
I'll get a little bit early.
Yeah.
I'll get there a little
bit. You haven't swung a club since last year.
Have not.
Okay, yeah, we'll do some stuff.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm very curious if I'm going to live up to my hype here with this quiz. Now, Bergman, on a degree of difficulty, how hard is it?
Most of it, everything has been said on the air.
All right, if everything has been said on the air, I'm going to get 6 out of 9.
Okay.
6 out of 10. Oh, yeah, 6. I have to lead the one.
Yeah, leave dazed and confused out.
If you give me dazed and confused, that's one. So it's 7 out of 10. All right.
Okay, so here we go. Right, so number one is, I have lived in 2 other states. Name one.
I can name 2.
Okay, then name them both.
You lived in Hawaii.
Yep.
And you briefly went to the University of Colorado.
That is absolutely correct. Look at him. He already knows more than you, Mason.
That's one.
All right, number two is...
Mason, did you get that one?
I got outbuzzed on... Actually, I...
No, you got that one.
I did get that one.
You can just say if you knew it.
He said... Hawaii and Arizona or something like
that. Hawaii and Texas. Hawaii and Colorado.
Texas, Colorado, close enough.
Close enough. All right, okay. Number two is, you know my mom's name. What's my dad's name?
Okay. I do not know this, but I'm going to use my powers of deduction to get it right. Your mom's name is Jan.
Yes.
A very popular singing duo about the time your parents got married was Jan and Dean. So your dad's name is Dean.
That's so close.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's so close. Dan.
No!
Yes!
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that swag system thing almost worked.
Jan and Dan are the couple.
I'm actually proud of my guess.
I'm surprised you even know about that.
Yeah. No, half a point. I missed one. I've got one right and one wrong.
All right, number three was, what's my dog's name? Now, this has been said a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
All right, Sliwa's dog's name is Rookie. Right.
Correct.
Your dog's name is Lola.
That's right. There you go. Nice job.
Yeah, good pull.
Two right, one wrong.
Okay. What's my favorite sport?
All right, this is hard.
Mm-hmm. I got this wrong, by the way.
You guess. Okay, this helps.
Well, that gave the answer.
You would have said baseball.
I did say baseball.
But I actually think, based on the dance party hoedown basketball is your favorite sport.
Hey, aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes,
boom!
You got it.
Three right, one wrong.
All right, so my favorite movie was Dazed and Confused. You got that one.
Yeah.
What does my brother do for a living?
Oh, he's an attorney who specializes in cannabis.
That is absolutely right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so I've worked at every big name sports radio station except for one. What is the one that I haven't worked for?
I think I know this.
Okay.
Because you're really good. I've always thought about this. You're really good friends with Bill Ryder.
Yes.
Who works at CBS.
Correct.
But you two don't work on the same show, so I think it's CBS.
CBS is the right answer.
Come on.
Look at you, Ireland.
All right, five right, one. I only need one left.
Wow.
How many left?
3.
Oh, God.
By the way, there are some of these I wouldn't even get now.
If I blow this, yeah, it's Atlanta Falcons bad.
You only need one.
All right, so.
One out of the last 3. Okay.
We actually made a promo out of this. What position did I play on the high school football team?
Okay. I think I know, but do I have to be like, you were a defensive back, but I can't remember if you were a safety or a corner. I think you were a safety.
I was a safety. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
He's talked about it.
I've talked about all this stuff on the air.
Yeah, he's talked about this.
Yeah, we actually made a promo out of that.
All right, so 6 right, 1 wrong.
I'm going to be shocked if you get this one right.
Okay.
But I've talked about tackling one football player that played in the NFL. Who was it? Oh, you got it.
No, I know this.
You know that I talked about it, though.
Yes, I know this. You've told the whole story.
Yeah.
He went to, oh, God, I know this guy. He went to Florida State.
Yep, he sure did.
Oh, come on, Ireland. Booker. Lorenzo Booker.
That's absolutely right. Ireland got it right on the money. Look at that.
That's
played for
crazy.
The Denver Broncos.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Okay.
I mean, you're going to get this one right. So I created a Lakers fan page and did post-game shows on my phone. It had 2 different names. Name one. It had 2 different names. I wonder if you can get both names, by the way.
I don't think I know this. Okay, so
you did Lakers.
I'm trying to think. Lakers. Hoedown.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't use the word Lakers, so it's...
Originally I could.
Lake Show tonight. Late Night Lake Show.
All right, I'm going to say... I don't think I know it. I think it had purple and gold in it, though.
Didn't have purple.
Did it have the word form in it?
Then it,
It did have four.
I don't remember what you called it.
One, it originally was Lakers Raw, and you guys killed me for calling it Lakers Raw.
Yeah, because it sounded like a porn site.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it became Showtime Forum.
Showtime Forum. I should have got.
Yeah, Showtime
that's
Forum.
That's pretty good, though, Bergman. Seven and two.
That was impressive.
Incredibly impressive,
James. Yeah, that really
seven
was.
Seven and two. And I almost got your dad.
You did. You got
with
very close to the dad.
I'm surprised, John.
I actually thought you would be the worst at that game.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, why? What are you kidding? Mason doesn't know what he had for lunch yesterday.
What did I have for lunch yesterday?
I was like, there's no way John's going to know any of these. But no, I'm impressed.
Good, good. By the way, there's a...
I'm very proud of my Lorenzo Booker poll.
That was an unbelievable poll. Yeah. There is a poll in the Mason and Ireland Mafia right now posted by Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo.
That guy's a good tweeter,
yeah,
by the way.
He says, what does Venice Mace value most? His money, his hair, his vacation days?
It's not money.
Nope.
It's one of the other two. It's your vacation days.
It is absolutely my vacation days.
I took vacation 100%.
Did you vote vacation days?
I voted vacation days. Absolutely.
Trust me, it is vacation days.
Have you joined it yet, John?
Have I what?
Have you joined yet?
No, how do I do it?
Just hit the communities button and search Mason and Ireland Mafia.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter. I'll send you a link.
Okay, yeah, send me the link and I'll
easy,
do it.
Easy, yeah, if you haven't joined yet, you can go to Mason and Ireland Mafia in the community section. And we're thank you very much to Kyle Downey for setting the whole thing up.
Yeah,
we
as long as that. As long as it's not like just a constant. Do you? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me try.
Hey, do you have the sound that I want to play? That the audience can't hear me. Do you? Hey, can you bring me? Can you get me some cannabis? This Ireland's boring me. I gotta get through this show.
Okay, can you get me hey,
Bergman,
it,
call your brother, the cannabis
get me, let it go.
Attorney, and tell him to get me some cannabis.
He actually could. He's got some good stuff for you if you need it.
I'm working
I saw
with
him
one
yesterday.
Of
I should have asked one of those people.
Ireland is going to bore me to death. Get me some good cannabis.
I'm thinking about getting into the cannabis business.
I would think you would do well in that thing. This stuff that I'm taking works to help me
sleep,
man. I haven't had Ambien for 2 weeks.
Nice.
It's great.
What's the downside of Ambien? Wandering around eating food?
No, addictive. You get to the point where you, according to my doctor, you get to the point where you absolutely can't sleep at all without it.
Ah.
So this, the lights out drops.
Yes.
Just, if I take enough of it, I can sleep 6-7 hours, which for me is unheard of.
Okay, Funch, do you have that piece of music I asked for?
All right.
There you go.
Now, do you know that, by the way, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yep.
This song drives Amanda crazy.
Aw, that's too bad.
My niece, when she was 10, had a doll that if you pulled the back of the doll, it started singing. An Elsa doll started singing Let It Go. I go, hey, Sophie, do that. Do Let It Go. And she goes, okay. And she sang it. And I sent it to Amanda every day for a week. And I thought she was going to fire me. Oh. She was like that mad.
And so
she hates it.
Craig Kimbrell, who's had a really rough year for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Changed his walk-up song to Let It Go from Frozen.
Well, there was a story behind that, too. For International Women's Day.
Yes. They all chose...
They all chose songs performed by females.
Yep.
So this is the one Kimbrell... I think Kimbrell's family helped him select it.
And Kimbrell has now thrown 4 1/3 scoreless innings in the Let It Go era. ERA is 0. No hits. 2 walks. 5 strikeouts. And 4 1/3 innings. Now that he's got Let It Go... Does that give you new confidence in Craig Kimbrell?
I have no confidence in Craig Kimbrell. Matter of fact, since you and I last did a show together.
Yes.
I think the Mets taking 2 or 3 from the Dodgers showed why they scare me.
Yeah, they don't scare me.
I think, and I now think, Greg, you and I have overrated Dustin May.
It was one bad outing.
No,
outing.
It's 2 bad outings in a row. He's had 2 consecutive losses.
He gave up two. Well, he lost 2-1. Give up two. He gave up 2 runs. It wasn't really anything hard.
But I no longer. I think Julio Urias is hands down the game one starter.
Oh, he's always been that game.
Yeah,
one starter.
He's the game one starter. I think Kershaw is the game two starter.
Yeah, I agree. And I was thinking move Dustin May up. Now I'm thinking Gonsolin, if he's healthy, starts game 3.
Yep.
And then if you need a game 4, I would lean more towards Anderson than May.
Because of one bad outing, it wasn't a bad outing.
Look at his last 2 games, and his last game was really bad. And then last night, Heaney basically just got hammered.
Yeah, but Heaney's been really good until last night.
But he gave up 5 homers in 4 innings, and he's just getting tagged. So I now think that Urias, Kershaw, Gonsolin, in some order, are your first three. And if you made me pick a fourth right now, 2 weeks ago I would have said May. Now I think it's probably Anderson.
Yeah, I think it's Anderson. Anderson, by the way, has had a spectacular year.
Yeah, and May, I think he needs time to – I mean, he's got filthy stuff. There's no doubt about that. He just needs time to get back into a rhythm. He hasn't pitched
well,
in
they say it
a
take,
year and a half.
They say it takes a year
yeah.
to come back from Tommy John surgery and feel like yourself. So he's probably not – you know, he's not who he's going to be. He's still awfully damn good. And, yeah, you're right. He did get lit up a couple of times.
Well, you keep saying against the Mets, he gave up two runs against the Mets.
No, but look at his last two outings.
That was the last outing before the one against – the one against the Padres, he got lit up. Absolutely just destroyed. It was a terrible outing on Friday. But the one before that was against the Mets, and he gave up two runs.
Right, but it just – I watched that game, and the whole time I thought, huh, I'd be more comfortable if Gonsolin or Anderson was out there.
Now, I'll give you this. Tyler Anderson battled Jacob deGrom the whole way through and almost had that game tied. Justin Turner got a home run,
unbelievable, that catch. Why do you guys think they're playing Mookie at second now?
Move guys around, let some people play in the outfield?
Yeah, make room for Trace to play, make room for... I mean, I think you want to get your hottest bats in there if you can, and Mookie at second base
but
does open an outfield slot.
Yeah, but they're playing Vargas at DH.
Yeah, but I think they're screwing around. Yeah, let's be honest.
They've lost three out of four, which feels weird.
But they're completely messing around right now.
Okay, they got to be careful.
They're going to get a bye no matter what.
But how many games do you think they're ahead of the Astros for best record?
For best record, I think it's six or seven.
Five. Yeah, so you got to be a little careful.
Yeah, but I do think they're messing around right now. They're playing with house money. I think they're messing around. That's why you see odd guys going into the game. Blake Treinen still hasn't really been used in a high-leverage situation.
No, neither has Craig Kimbrell, like we were talking about to start off.
Yeah, neither has Kimbrell. Kimbrell came in with nobody. Yeah, he didn't come in with
and by the way,
a situation.
The Dodgers took 2 of 3 from the Padres, so they couldn't have lost 3 of 4.
Wait a minute. They lost...
They won on Friday and Sunday. They lost on Saturday, and then they lost last night.
Okay, so
2-2.
Okay, I thought that they lost.
Nope, they won on Friday and Sunday.
Okay, wait a minute. Friday wasn't the night the Padres blew out Dustin May
Then they won on Saturday. They took 2 of 3 from the Padres.
You're right. They won. They lost Friday, won Saturday and Sunday, and then lost last night. So, and then tonight they're playing the Giants, so they should win. And by the way, if Heaney doesn't get lit up last night, they probably win again. Offensively, they're just raking.
Offensively, they will score. I mean, they're going to score. The question is, are they going to deliver at the right time, and is their rotation depth enough? And can they find – see, I think they've got a lot of options for the back of the bullpen. You know, I like Evan Phillips back there. Vesey has been pretty good back there. Blake Treinen, we haven't seen back there yet, but I anticipate. I think Blake Treinen's going to close in the playoffs. What do you think, Bergman?
That's probably where it's going to go. Yeah, I like Treinen there.
Evan Phillips is going to be your 7th, 8th inning guy.
Yeah,
guy comes
I like
in.
Him.
I didn't like him getting blown up the other day, though.
Yeah, I know. It was bad. He did get blown up.
Yeah,
that's the first time he's given up runs since, like, May or something.
He'd only given up, like, 2 or 3 runs all year.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. I'm not worried about him. All right, coming up next for you, John, something that Mike Greenberg and Jay Will said about the Lakers. I want to get your reaction to that. Also, we've got Bobcat coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Welcome back. You were supposed to say thank you. And
thank you.
Then we would have hit the post together.
Thank you.
We didn't hit the post together.
Nah, it's not right.
We left it short.
This is all pre-me DJ.
So what?
When someday we should Michael McDonald was?
Yeah, oh, Michael McDonald was way before.
You were playing some Michael McDonald.
No,
later
I don't
on
think
life.
I was. I don't think there was any Michael McDonald. That's 70s, man. I was late
80s, early
90s. I think you're thrown
off because you were yelling at Corporate Greg during the break about some cut.
I want that Greenberg cut from Friday, man. That's going to make the show today.
You're such an ass.
Speaking of...
you are such an ass. Really?
I wonder if they'll talk about
really?
This in the Mason and Ireland yeah. Mafia on Twitter.
The Mafia.
Have you joined yet, John? Have you slid
no.
in?
Yeah, send me the link.
Oh, I'll send you the link.
Right I just now. Joined. I said I would wait till today. I'm in okay. there now.
Yeah, it's... No, it's fun. It's a good spot.
Oh, I'm gonna create havoc.
I'm sure you are.
We
got
to get Penis Thumbs, who runs your Reddit page, to come over.
We do not
that's
want...
His, that's his headline.
If this turns into the Reddit page, I'm bailing.
It's not the Reddit page.
Okay.
It's all really good, loyal listeners. It's not the Reddit page. Don't get the Reddit stuff to spill over into this.
I hope the Reddit page, A, they'll say they hate Live Imaging Tuesday. Have that's you, every
have
week.
You, have you met Penis Thumbs?
I haven't met Penis Thumbs okay. yet, but I'm hoping he'll come out. All but right. they're going to be talking about the Bergman fight with you today, about the cut. That's going to be on the Reddit
oh, yeah,
page.
Oh, yeah, it is going to be. Yeah, Bergman, you got that cut?
From 5 days ago? Sure,
we
I got
need
it.
That uh-huh. five-day-old cut, man.
Well, it sounds like 5 days ago you had no options to play cuts.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, I had it for Friday. We had no chance to play anything on Friday.
But we did play it on Friday.
No,
was
we
your
didn't.
Who was your co-host didn't. Filling in on Friday?
Andy.
Oh, see, there's a whole thing, too, about Bergman and the guest host on the Reddit page. Mason and Ireland continues
what
right
is
now.
It?
No,
I want to know what it is.
No, it's the Jewish conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Momo is, you know, she's Jewish, too.
Yeah, right. she's Jewish.
See, this is why we do Live Imaging Tuesday, simply to annoy you.
You're doing a great job.
We had Beto.
Consider this to be a home run. Yeah, we had Beto.
Yeah,
we
Beto's, had not, on the show. Beto's not in the tribe.
No.
Neither is Clinton.
Neither is Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
neither
that's
DeMarco.
The conspiracy's not right.
I didn't say they were right. I just wanted to, you know, bring
it
up.
It's not my fault that we have some Jewish people in around here.
Mason and Ireland continues now.
My God.
I'm surprised someone even noticed that.
Well, it's the Reddit page. So.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There
no,
you go.
But the Mason and Ireland Mafia, totally different scene. I'll tweet you the link right now. All right, so John, you actually sent this morning. This girl at the U.S. Open. And how much of the U.S. Open have you watched?
Well, because my wife is a tennis nut.
Oh, right.
It's basically been on at my house for 3 or 4 days.
And so post-Serena, I haven't watched any of it. I did watch Serena play a little bit. I thought it was great. Super cool sign-off from the – I assume that's it for her, right?
Serena? Yeah, I don't think she's coming back.
But there is there's a woman at the U.S. Open who's known as the beer chug girl.
Well, and she first – It came on the scene last year.
Burst onto the scene.
Yeah.
Very attractive blonde.
Right. That's part of why this is a thing.
Yeah.
If she was unattractive, I don't think she'd be getting any TV time.
Her name is Megan Lucky.
Yes. And whenever she shows up on camera at the U.S. Open, she grabs wherever there is a beer near her.
Yep.
Like it was her boyfriend's beer at one point. It was some guy sitting next to her. She basically does a complete... chug. And so she came back, made an appearance last week, and she's doing it again. And she's apparently found a way, Mace, to monetize this into a huge social media.
So wait, follow. She's making money off chugging beer?
Well, as you
Travis
like
Travis Rogers
say,
can be a millionaire.
I thought about this. I think I've watched her chug beer. Now she's super attractive.
Yeah.
But I think Travis would smoke her. In a beer chugging contest.
She's really good, though.
Yeah, she's good. She's not Travis.
Oh, Travis just appears to pull. He's just got a face hole.
Right.
He just pours beer down his face hole. I've never seen anybody be able to. So yeah, I don't think this woman is a match, but a match for Travis. But it's impressive what she's able to do.
And,
the beer chug girl.
Right.
And, sure, her parents are very proud. I'm the beer chug girl.
Well. She now has 61,000 followers
well, good
on
for
Instagram.
Her.
God
she's a,
bless
she's
her.
She's an influencer now. Good for her.
Yeah.
I was talking today about, we were talking about social media and a bunch of stuff, and we kind of had this conversation about how much more difficult it must be to be a kid now than it was when we were kids. Do you agree with that?
I would have been canceled by now if all my worst moments were on video.
Yeah, right. But I just mean in terms of having to deal with social media and how many likes am I going to get? And, Heather has more likes than I do. And Tommy, you know, got retweeted X number of times. All that kind of stuff I think is just competitive stuff for kids now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like... I think that's important to you. I don't think it's important to most kids.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Bergman, does Riley care how many followers she has?
Well, I don't think she's on yet, is she?
She does a little bit.
Is she a lot on?
She likes seeing like, oh my God, I have these many people following me. Yes, she does care.
Yeah,
she But we does also care. Took her off of like TikTok and things like that. Because
Why
of
off of TikTok? TikTok seems TikTok harmless
can be
to me.
A very... dangerous place.
Can it really?
Kids.
What's
oh,
dangerous
oh,
about
there's
TikTok?
Some terrible things. Once you start watching something, it starts telling you like, oh, you like this. It goes into the algorithm, and then it keeps going. You keep getting more of
you
the,
people are so
stuff.
Paranoid with this algorithm.
No, you
thing.
Know what? In the break, I'm going to tell you what some of the stuff that she was watching
oh,
was.
Oh, really?
And then you'll say like, oh, okay, that's understandable.
Because TikTok is where my mom gets recipes.
That's well, Facebook. Did you guys see?
No,
what...
no. She gets recipes on TikTok. She does.
Did you guys see where Stephen A. or? Yeah, Stephen A. says that Juju Smith-Schuster, who used to be a star at USC,
yep.
He's changing teams this year. He's going from the Steelers to the Chiefs. Stephen A. says Juju can save his career if he would just get off TikTok. That's Stephen A.'s opinion. But he says when he started doing TikTok, it just jinxed him. And he says he'll have a rebound season.
Boy, Juju does have a lot of TikTok activity.
And he says, the brothers' priorities need to stop with the damn TikTok. We don't want to see you on that 13, 14-year-old stuff or playing with their parents who happen to be on TikTok because your daughters or your sons want you on TikTok. You're a grown-ass man in the NFL. Get the hell off TikTok, okay? And get back to playing some damn football. Does Stephen A. have a point? Can you get too obsessed with TikTok?
Absolutely not. He does not have a point. You're allowed to, as a player, and Stephen A. has marketed his career. He's writing an autobiography right now or
whatever
it is.
Might be running for president.
Might be running for president. Juju's allowed to dance. He's allowed to put TikTok videos up. I'm not sure that that has anything to do with a drop-in production, do you think?
It's not like he's so fixated. I don't think it's helped. He's been very productive. In his first two seasons, he had 169 catches for over 2,300 yards and 14 touchdowns. But in his last 3 years, he's had 154 catches, less than he had in the first two. And now he's in Kansas City with no Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
So he could let's
kind of should be his guy.
Yeah. Let's see if he rebounds and if he does, how big of a deal he makes it on TikTok.
But I don't think it's TikTok. I would, if I was a commissioner, I would want as many of my players on social media as possible. Does that make sense? Market the game that you play.
It depends.
Baseball players in particular get yeah. on those social media platforms because younger people digest information that way.
Yeah, it depends what they're doing on social media, but it can be helpful, but I also think it can be distraction and unwelcome and not smart. So let's see. I've always said that I believe that when we're done doing this show, whenever that is,
yep.
that I'm going to just completely get off social media. I think you'll stay on it.
I am. Yeah. I've got yeah. a podcast to promote.
Yeah. So it just depends on kind of what's important to you in your world. But I as long as it's not.
Let's be honest here. Even after you're done here, you're still going to be around.
Right, but I don't necessarily think I'm going to be on social media. I just it just takes a lot of time. And that's the one thing I would say about Juju is, like you say, he's super active on TikTok.
Yeah.
Could he benefit by having more time using that time doing something else? I don't think it's a ridiculous suggestion. I just have to see how he's, you know, what his commitment level is at practice, how he's, you know, what his workout level is. It all depends.
All right, so I want to get in this before we get to Bobcat. Have you joined the Cover 5 app using code MI22 yet?
Not only have I joined it, I just made my five picks.
Okay, go ahead and give us your five picks.
All right, now We're going to do this every week.
We're going to do it every week. You can compete against me, Ireland, Jorge, and Bergman this week.
Hey,
it's
just tell me
Funch.
If you agree or disagree with these picks.
Okay.
All right. New Orleans at Atlanta. I'm taking New Orleans. I'm giving 3.5.
I like that.
Okay. Baltimore at the Jets.
Like that. That's one of my picks. Baltimore at the Jets.
4.5. I'm taking Baltimore.
Yep.
I'm giving 4.5. Miami at home against New England. I'm giving 2.5.
Yeah, I like Miami at home against New England. That's one of mine.
San Francisco at Chicago. I'm giving 6.5.
Can't bet on San Francisco, no matter
what.
Okay.
Indiana at Houston. I'm giving 7.5.
Yeah, that's Houston's awful.
I'm giving points in every game, and I picked 4 road teams. That's a little risky, but let's see how I do.
So mine are Baltimore minus the 4.5 at the Jets, Miami minus the 2.5. That game is at Miami over New England.
Yep.
I've got Philly minus 3.5 over Detroit.
Like that.
I've got Tennessee minus 6.5 over the Giants, and I've got Denver minus 4 over Seattle on Monday Night Football. By the way, that's a great Monday Night Football game. That's actually interesting.
How did I not pick Tennessee? Can I go back and take one out?
Yeah, go fix it. Get them right. Get them right. So if you've not yet done this, go download at your app store the Cover 5 app. Use code MI22. Every week, somebody is going to win $100 in our league. And if you win the entire season long, you get a day to fill in for Greg Bergman on Bobcat and become a major Mason and Ireland star. So go to the Cover 5 app, download it, and use code MI22. Coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's got a bunch of stuff to throw at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
About 2:45 p.m. in the Southland, Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland is where we play the Year of the Cat. You know why? Because it's Bobcat. Bobcat time with Corporate Greg. I miss wishing him a happy birthday last week. He's 39 Chris. Years old.
Yes.
On this day, that's the
last week.
Take it away, Shidano.
Shidano and Cap coming up 4 p.m. in Supercross Talk at 3:55. You excited, guys?
I am
back with Shidano and Cappy.
I'm excited to have everybody back together for football season. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's the mega fall season.
Yeah, exactly.
And except did Jorge not get the memo?
Well, you know.
Jorge's the one guy.
You know.
He waited all summer long
there
to take a break.
Yeah, so. You know.
We're at 100% strength.
Certain things when you got to move certain things into,
next week.
You know.
I was going to say, that doesn't say very much about him.
Next week.
Sometimes when you got to move product, you can't choose when that time is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Meanwhile, Corporate Greg, take it away with Bobcat.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I seem really low. So yesterday, Kevin Acey, who is a reporter down in San Diego Tribune, I believe, was tweeting about the game, the Padres game, and he said, Juan Soto skies a ball to center field to end the sixth inning. He slams the bat into the grass. Some boos accompany his jog to first base. So San Diego is now starting to boo Juan Soto because
interesting.
He's only – they say that he either pops up or walks, and it's very disappointing to them. One of the guys says he's been a disappointment overall. And then all the comments are just terrible things about Juan Soto. What do you think of this down in San Diego?
What a bunch of ingrates. Seriously, what a bunch of ingrates. I mean, here the team goes out and they get the premier guy on the market at the deadline this year. They move heaven and earth, A.J. Preller does, to do it. He's got, Bergman, I think you said he's got a 400 OPS. Or 400.
Over. I'm actually getting the exact number right now, but he's over 400 OPS since he's joined
the
team.
Well, over 400 OPS.
Over OBP, sorry. Over OBP.
OBP. So on-base percentage, over 400. What a bunch of ingrates.
408 on-base percentage with the Padres.
Booing Juan Soto.
Yeah, I don't get that. I'm not a booer, so but I think fans have a right to, like, I would imagine they're probably booing Josh Hader. He's been terrible. Machado is easy to boo because he doesn't hustle. Maybe they're just disgruntled in general.
So, actually, looking at his stats, since he joined the Padres, he has 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, 3 doubles. His on-base percentage, like I said, is 408, but his slugging is 394. So he's slugging lower than his on-base percentage. It's not the Juan Soto that we kind of know.
Give him some time. He just got there.
Yeah, I mean, he's 23 years old. For God's sake, he's the future of the franchise. What are you doing booing him? What a bunch of ingrates.
I totally agree.
Bobcat.
All right, have you seen this movie that's coming out? It's Seth Rogen, Pete Davidson, Sebastian Stan, and Paul Dano. I believe that's how you say it.
Dano.
Is going to star in a GameStop movie called Dumb Money, where it's about the GameStop stock squeeze. GameStop stock squeeze. That's a really hard thing to say.
GameStop stock Tease.
Squeeze.
Squeeze. Squeeze.
So is this is, you always talk about how, you know, that Hollywood has all these, they're just doing reboots and all that kind of thing. This is different. This is new. Has a pretty decent cast. What do you think of this movie?
I'm in. I'll try it.
Yeah,
I like all those people.
And I like all that financial behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on in a show like that. I'm all in on it. I think it's fascinating. It's fascinating that it happened. They ran up GameStop.
Did any of you guys watch Pam and Tommy on Hulu?
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Lee.
He was
really
great.
Good.
Yeah, they were both great.
Right? Winter Soldier?
He's Winter Soldier. Yes, he is. Bobcat.
I haven't gotten there yet. Hold on. Sometimes it takes a little bit. Funchy, what do you got?
All right, guys. So yesterday at home, me and my wifey decided to watch a new Jurassic Park that just came out. And let me say, while the special effects were insane and the dinosaurs and everything, and it was great to see the old cast with Sam O'Neill, Lauren Dern, and Jeff Goldblum come back for one more run, it had to be the worst sequel I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to ruin it for you guys. You know, you guys probably haven't seen it yet.
I've got one that's worse.
Fellas, what's the worst sequel you've ever seen? I'll start with you, John.
Caddyshack 2.
It's awful.
I thought it was good.
No, so bad.
It's such a bad movie.
Yeah, Caddyshack 2 is perhaps
What's
the worst.
Name? Jackie Mason?
The worst piece of crap ever made.
Right, they flipped out Rodney Dangerfield and put Jackie Mason in there.
By the way,
Dan Aykroyd in that?
Major League 3 is not much better.
Is that the Back to the Miners?
Yeah.
I didn't like anything that came after The Matrix. I didn't like Matrix Revolutions Part 1 or 2.
The new one that just came out was
Matrix.
Sucks.
I thought the new Matrix that came out this year sucked.
Matrix Part 2 makes Caddyshack 2 look like The Godfather.
You think so?
Caddyshack 2 is unwatchable.
And by the way, Funch, on the subject of Jurassic Park, I actually agree with you 100%. I turned it off in the middle.
You turned it off?
I turned it off.
I wrote it to the end.
It's so fake. It looks so fake. The dinosaurs look completely
like dinosaurs
CGI.
And humans can coexist. Come
right,
on, Mace.
They cannot coexist. John, the point of Jurassic Park is there's no more park. The dinosaurs are just in and living among us. We would not survive a day if there were dinosaurs roaming the planet. So I think the sequel was awful. I agree with you 100%. I'll take anything. John says Caddyshack 2. I say Matrix 2. Bergman, what's the worst sequel you ever saw?
I mean, Matrix 2 was pretty terrible. But, God.
You guys ever see Fletch 2?
Oh, that was awful.
I've seen that one.
It was so bad.
Unwatchably bad.
Yeah, no, I'm out on those.
Bobcat.
So there are a few. There are a few that fit that description.
So after Michigan's game yesterday, Jim Harbaugh was talking after the game, and he said, "I do believe players should receive a revenue share from the massive TV deals. Don't you agree? A large piece should come from the ones negotiating those TV deals. It's 7-point-something billion. It's a lot of money. I think players should receive a revenue share. Do you agree with Brett McMurphy?" Or, sorry, Brett with Jim Harbaugh.
Brett McMurphy
put it out.
He was the reporter.
Yeah, and I also think I know why Jim Harbaugh did it. He's recruiting. Sure. I mean, he's basically telling kids, look, I'm on your side. So I think Jim Harbaugh is being really smart here about how he's playing it.
You know, he's saying it. I don't believe he really means it. Like, I don't get the sense that there is going to be a total football revenue situation like they, you know, basketball-related income. That's never going to happen in college football. The players are being compensated now, which is great, but I don't think they'll ever get a share of that gigantic TV money.
Tony Hughes says Weekend at Bernie's 2 was equally awful.
Oh, that was a really bad one, too.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so Tom Hanks was on the Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard podcast.
Okay.
And he was talking about one time when he was in a movie with Paul Newman in 2002 in Road to Perdition. And he said that was the only time he's felt like he had imposter syndrome because Paul Newman was just so cool. I made one movie with Mr. Paul Newman. It took a bit for me to make peace with that fact. I'm in a movie with Paul Newman. So is there anybody that you've ever worked with that you have imposter syndrome?
What I don't understand, what is imposter syndrome
just means that you're like you don't feel right, like you don't feel like you belong in that space.
Well, didn't
you're
you
an imposter?
Didn't
in
you do a game with Vin Scully?
I did do a game with Vin Scully.
That was a good spot.
That was an excellent imposter syndrome moment. Yeah, to work with Vin. Who else?
When I first got to LA, the very first time I anchored on set with Jerry Dunphy,
I
thought, what am I doing here? Like, this is a guy I grew up watching. And now here's John with sports. John, what do you got?
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, I've been watching since I was four.
I thought the same. I grew up watching Tom Snyder. To work with Tom Snyder every night was pretty incredible. I would say I had imposter syndrome there, too.
All right.
Bobcat.
Now let's kick it off the planet, because that's all I have left.
Okay.
So speaking of Tom Hanks, I think this might be a little bit tougher for you, Mace. Tom Hanks or Keanu Reeves? They're both spectacularly nice people.
Is it there just to piss to mess with me?
Yeah, I mean, with me, that's easy. Keanu Reeves, see ya.
Sure, but they're both supposed to be the nicest people in the world.
They are.
Well, you know who else I always hear that about? You would know better than me, Mace, is Hugh Jackman has that reputation.
Oh, Hugh Jackman,
too,
I've interviewed.
As being like the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Could not have been a nicer guy. I would have to, for obvious reasons, kick Tom Hanks off the planet.
You can't kick Tom Hanks off the planet. He's a national treasure.
Go out there with Wilson. Wilson!
Yeah, okay, so you realize if you kick Tom Hanks off the planet, you kick out everything he's ever done. So that means there's...
Wilson!
There's... No. There is...
Survivor. Was that called Survivor?
No, what was that?
What was that? Castaway. I hated that
Okay,
movie.
There's no Castaway.
Talking
there's
to
no,
a ball for an hour.
Oh, okay, there's no Big. There's no there's no Philadelphia.
That's true.
There is no Catch Me If You Can. There is
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, there's you can't get rid of Tom Hanks.
There is no Matrix. There is no John Wick. There is no John Wick 2. There is no John Wick 3.
There is no
Bill and Ted.
There is no Bill and Ted. There is no Parenthood.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Keanu, you're a great guy, but God is an absentee landlord. You are out. No devil's advocate.
No devil's
advocate. Get rid of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, no, you need... Devil's advocate, yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Tom Hanks is staying.
Bye, Tom.
Although, boy,
hail fellow well met.
I finally watched the Elvis movie. I had trouble with Tom as Colonel Parker.
Did you?
It didn't look like him.
I don't know anything about Colonel Parker. Did you?
I do.
I knew he was some old guy that was sort of propping up Elvis's career.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, that's the way I came away from it with.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was not great. I thought the kid was great.
Yeah.
The kid that plays Elvis was incredible.
Austin Butler. Yeah, he'll be a big star.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. There is your Bobcat for today. Coming up next for you. John, do you know what a Jaeger Bomb hot dog is?
No.
I will explain it. Plus, J.R. Smith played a round of golf with Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And had some stuff to say about what it's like playing golf with Michael Jordan.
Okay.
That is coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.